listener. Let me introduce myself. I am Rusty, a hypnotist. I specialize in hypnosis and P3s. I think trust is important. So when I make a file, I start by introducing myself. Also, I think you should know exactly what you may expect from this MP3, because it is your choice to carry on listening or not, because you choose how frequently you listen to this MP3 or not. You can choose to listen every day or not. You can choose to listen to this MP3 several times a day or not. It is up to you. You know what you choose, you do. So you can expect from this MP3 a change, or choose to have an unexpected change. It is up to you. Because with this MP3, you choose. Do you want to consciously take in all the suggestions, or unconsciously take in all the suggestions? That's up to you too. Even if you subconsciously want to soak up this MP3, that is fine, and that will work for you. To achieve this goal, there is something that you can lead. I want you to be active. Planning any plans made you like, you don't have to hold on to them anymore. You don't have to go into trance now. Even as you feel all the weight slide down, you have no will to hold on. You just let slip any feeling, any thought, trusting on your judgment that you are in complete control over everything in your life, even the control of letting go. Like a leaf in autumn, letting go of the branch, you trip on the breeze, up and down, wending and curling into the evening sky. As night falls, you fall deep into a deep bliss. Think of the most trusted place, a place where you feel so safe, so protected, carefree. You sleep very deeply. Sleep deeper now. Falling in a deep sleep. Hearing the waves in the views dance. Hearing the soft soothing music softly stroking your ears. From here on, all the movement you undertake shall be movement done by your dream body. Your wish is to pee in your bed in your sleep. You want to wet your bed at night like you did before. You want my help to let go of the obstacles that make you hold on to your feet. Think now, what happens if you wake up in a wet bed? What will happen? What makes the experience so unworthwhile? You are the only one who can know what may happen when you wet the bed. In these thoughts, you can find the obstacles that withhold you from what you really want for such a long time now. Wanting something with an obstacle in the way makes that obstacle appear greater. So like letting go into this deep trance, you will learn first to let go the wanting, the longing to become a bedwetter. Let's start with letting go of wanting to pee the bed right now. Think of yourself lying in bed and wanting to pee, knowing that the obstacles are so big that the wanting becomes a longing. You want it so badly, but you know you can't achieve your goal. Now in your dream body, you see your shoulders picking up. Your dream shoulder rise towards your neck. You see the tension building up. The tension is all the wanting and longing from all your life that you want to become a bad weather. Now, let go of the tension as your shoulders fall relaxed down. How does that feel? Do you feel the relief of letting go? Do you feel the energy being released? Ready to be redirected. Happy energy. Like money found in the street. So, repeat the exercise once more. Tense your shoulders, pulling them up, thinking of the longing to become a bedwetter again, and all the wasted effort in the past to achieve that goal. And then let it all go. All the stored energy released, and it feels so good. You never have to waste effort again. Very good. Now, as you take another look at the obstacles from before the exercise, you may notice they have shrunk. Next to the obstacles, you, all of a sudden, see opportunities, options that were hidden before. See a different outcome when you think of waking up in a pee-soaked bed or a knee-drenched diaper. Look for a possible outcome where bad lighting is okay. Very good. Now, I am going to help you with a conditioning training. You see, peeing the bed may happen, and you ask to make the possibility bigger that you pee in your sleep. Peeing is an activity that is somewhat bodily and for part mentally achieved. It is a bit like going to sleep. You go to bed and close your eyes and drift away. Just trusting to let go of staying awake. Peeing is going to the toilet, trusting you can let go, and the body lets go, and the pee streams away. As you ask me to help you achieve enlarging the possibility of becoming a bedwetter, I want to bring these two activities together and mix them into one. The exercise is called the prayer. It takes the hands that each represent the activity of letting go of staying awake versus letting go of holding your pee. Bring your dream left hand up to your chest, fingers straight together, pointing to your head and pulse pointing down. Now imagine that hand pushing against falling asleep. By pushing, it is holding on to staying awake. You know, as soon as you let go, you will drift up into deep sleep. Right away, imagine the feeling of falling asleep in that trusted place. Now make the feeling stronger, bigger, and brighter. Focus on that moment of letting go, the turning point where there is no turning back. You can only go forward into a deep sleep. Very good. Now, push the sleep away, mentally and with your dream body, as your hand pushes the feeling away, you find yourself in the same deep trance and able to maintain an open mind in a deep trance. Very good. Now, take your right hand and assume the throne position. This hand represents the moment when you let go of holding on to your key. As you see yourself at the toilet, feel an urge to go. The bladder has been getting signals for a while now. You really need to go. You have to pee badly, and the pressure keeps building and building. With your left hand, you hold on the letting go of your pee. You know, as soon as the right hand relaxes and falls, so will the holding on to your pee fall away, resulting in a steady stream of pee flowing in the toilet. Focus now on that point of letting go. That point when your mind tells your body it's okay to let go. The moment the body takes over and puts the muscles in motion, pushing the bladder and relaxing all the sphincter muscles. Make the feeling bigger. Feel the tension shifting. Feel the stream coming into motion. Now, push it away. With your right hand, you push the letting go of your pee away. Wonderful. So, now, you have two anchors that lead to two actions of letting go. At this point, I present you with the choice. What you are about to do is battle between these two activities. The result will differ depending on the choice you make at this point. The outcome, when the left hand wins, results in falling into trance every time you pee on the toilet. It will be like sleepwalking, so you shall not hurt yourself. But if the left hand wins the battle, then from now on, every time you go to pee on the toilet, you shall fall into a deep trance. Two things you always remember are that you sit down to pee and that you never, you are forget to flush. Flushing the toilet brings you out of trance. The moment you hear the flush of the toilet you have used, you come out of trance and you feel great. You are proud that you achieve that. You don't spend energy anymore trying to become a bad word. Lifting your shoulders and letting go will make the feeling so big that you smile. However, if you notice that peeing on the toilet does not make you trance, then that means your right hand has won the battle. A result of the right hand winning the battle is that when you shift down into sleep, your body will let go of your pee. Also, when you go from light sleep into deep sleep and into dream state, you will let go of holding on to your pee. You feel carefree and so happy to drift out. Any obstacles, small or big, shall bring you into a new dream. Dreaming you are in your bed and it is wet and it is okay. Just needs a cleaning and an airing. And dreaming about a stack of diapers in the bedroom. Dreaming of wipes and powder. Nothing is powerful enough to bring you back to an awake state. And that's okay. When you wake up in the morning, any childish thought of overjoy or scaredness or any parent thought of guilt or overcaring is diminished by your thoughts that this is okay. It is your life and your choice. You deal with it in the way you feel fit. Now, we are coming to the end of this session. It is time for the battle. Now put your dream hands in prayer position and push lightly. Look with your mind eye which hand has won. This file shall disappear from your mind as you wake up. The only thing you shall remember is the moment you are peeing on the toilet and the moment you wake up in a wet bed. This file will attract you every time you open your music player. And every time you think to yourself, take the time for yourself to listen to this file. Drink plenty and be in a peaceful place. Now, forgetting you have listened to this file, you notice your relaxed dream body lying down. Slowly, noticing your dream body fitting itself in your world body. As you think the two bodies match, you start to make the tiniest circles with the dream body's big toes. Now match the movement in your toes with your world body. Are they in the same place? Let the movement spread, world body being lead by the dream body. Now do the same with your thumbs. And also let the movement spread out. Up the arms, up the legs. Breathe a bit deeper and start to stretch. You feel totally rested and trust that you have made the right choice and accept that all shall happen in due time.